Hi, this is Crystal Waters, and you're listening to Life Minute.
She's the voice behind the timeless hits that defined a generation and keep influencing future ones. One of nine trailblazing musicians to grace the pages of W Mag recently, multi-platinum singer, songwriter, and house music legend, Crystal Waters is a force to be reckoned with.
Like, I'm a big Debra Harry fan, and to see that I was put in the magazine alongside her, it was like, you know, that's like a dream come true.
Waters is still proving her staying power with her latest single, You and Me. She hit the Life Minute studios to tell us all about it and more. This is a Life Minute with Crystal Waters.
You and Me is the first official single off my album. It's a song that it's really more about you and me against the world. I kind of was telling someone, it's kind of like I have to do pep talks to myself, you know, especially doing this last album, like, you can do it, you can do it. So I think it kind of came out of that, of me, you know, cheering myself on, and it's you and me against the world. And the name of the album, I'm going back and forth. I have a couple more songs to write, but I want it to be something like authentic. That keeps going through my brain. So I'm going to wait till the last song is written before I name it. I wanted to do something different, a little out of the box. So, you know, AI is really big right now. So I always wanted to be, you know, an avatar. I always wanted to be a superhero. So we kind of had the picture with the blonde hair, and they turned me into Storm, basically. But it's a lot of fun, and it was really nice. It's very interesting, you know, to get into that stuff and see how that works. And turn it into a full body, a cape, and me flying through the air. I know it took thousands and thousands of video footage of streams and renderings to get that to happen. So it took a while, like a couple weeks, to get that all together. I am on tour as we speak, so I'm still out there on the road, and can't wait to see everybody out there. I don't have a favorite place. You know, it's usually the crowds, the audiences. I think, you know, I've been on the road for a while, so now for me, just to go somewhere that's beautiful, like I'm going to Bermuda, I'm going to Madrid, so just I can get a little vacation in there somewhere, so I'm excited for those locations. I always remember my sister telling people she always dressed like that, and I'm like, dressed like what? We used to call my style urban rock, because it's kind of like urban, but it's kind of rock and rollish, somewhere in between that. You know, I like to people watch. I mean, I also use stylists, so I do have stylists that help me. But I'm like a people watcher, especially when I come to New York. I love just to sit and see, because New York always has some fashion that I'm like, oh, okay, that's what's happening now. And then I kind of go from there. I mean, when you come to artists, I love Lady Gaga. She always just pushes the envelope. I mean, I love Beyonce. I used to love the style of like Gwen Stefani, kind of like, you know, the tomboy thing. I think it's self-expression. I think it's another way to express yourself creatively. In this world, everybody wants to stand out a little bit different. It's your chance to, you know, just to be yourself and show the world who you are. So that's important. What's the secret? You know, it goes by so fast. You know, I want to say loving what you do, but being inspired and allowing yourself to express yourself the way you want to express yourself, and just doing it. Don't wait around for something else to happen. You know you want to do try. Don't be afraid to fail. You're going to fail 90% of the time, but that 10% on the other end is worth it. So just do it. Just try it. My beauty secrets: I drink lots of water. I mean, a lot of water. I do monthly facials. I'm microneedling. I am dermabrasion. I am all of it. I take lots of vitamins, and I do take a lot of collagen too. But I think the water, especially when, you know, you travel a lot, dehydration is a big factor, so a lot of water. Favorite album of all time? Ooh. I'm gonna pick Michael Jackson. You can't go wrong with Michael Jackson. Now, which one? I don't know which one. I still love Off the Wall. Something about it was so fresh and so new that it was very inspiring to me. I think between Michael and even Prince's early stuff, like Dirty Mind and all that, that was very inspirational for me. Go-to song at a party. Can I say Gypsy Woman? Should I? you know, I love dance music. I love Michael Jackson, Wanna Be Starting Something. But yeah, I think I'd probably play one of my songs at my party. Probably 100% to start it off. Then I go into my new stuff. Song that I put on when I'm sad that cheers me up. It would probably be like a gospel song, like a Kirk Franklin song. I can't think of a name, but that's probably something I would play, a gospel song. What's next for me? I'm on tour. I got the album. My podcast is doing very well. We have over 10.2 million monthly listeners. It's called I Am House Radio, my podcast, which plays all new house music, and we have some throwbacks. I wanted to do it because I couldn't find a place to hear good new house music. And I love it so much because I get to hear all the new stuff. I get to hear the new producers. And I also wanted to feature some of the vocalists because a lot of times you just know the DJ's names these days. So I wanted to give a name to some of the vocalists and some of the songwriters, you know, behind it, especially the female ones. So speaking of that, I also have, for my third single off the album, we're doing a DJ remix contest for only women. Only female remixers can apply. So we're really excited about that. I can't wait to see what we get back because we want to, you know, uplift women in the music because I think they need to be seen a little bit more than they are now. I'm also on SiriusXM Utopia Saturday, Sunday, and Thursday nights. I'm really looking into moving into more behind the scenes things, like doing events and things like that. So I'm really excited about that side of the creativity part of my career.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.